Don't you just love when you can talk to your sister about anything?
Those conversations just be everything.
So,
welcome back to Sister Talk
with Lily J
and Brianna Michela.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Bree
and it's Lee,
y'all.
Your two favorites.
Period. Y'all really, you know what? I was about to say y'all really be fucking with us, but I was about to lie because the most y'all really only love when we talk about sex. Y'all nasty.
For real, y'all got them. Y'all have the sex podcast doing numbers.
Like, those, y'all be just coming through. Like, we ain't trying to clickbait y'all. We really be talking about what's in the title. So, I'm not understanding why y'all be doing us like that. Like, we be sharing stuff, you know, but we not going to be talking about sex every day because we're not experienced enough to literally have a sex episode every week. If you want to hear about sex stories every week, go listen to Cocktails. That's one of my favorite podcasts I listen to. Listen to them. They got all the stories you want here about kinky stuff, all of that. But this ain't it. This ain't that here. Okay? So, we're going to do something a little different to start off the episode. We're going to tell y'all our top 5 songs that we're listening to right now. Like when we get in the car, these got to be in rotation.
Facts.
So, I'm going to let you go first, sis, since I've just been talking. So, I'm going to let you get a little timing.
Okay.
Let them know.
All right.
I want y'all to know that this girl is a hood nigga.
I'm a hood nigga.
Yeah. Ooh, she be listening to soft stuff, but she definitely listens to that gangster shit, too.
Girl. Okay. So, my first song, y'all, and I really suggest that y'all go listen to this. Well, more so females. I don't know about males. Because y'all don't really, But y'all do like, slow music. Y'all just don't be admitting it, girl. Y'all be on more slow-paced music and, like, you know, heartbreak music and all that more than females. Like, them niggas be on that shit. Girl, they think I'm stupid.
Niggas, niggas love her.
Facts, girl. Okay, so y'all, my first one is Tink. Y'all should know her. And the title is Show It. Y'all definitely have to go listen today, though. Like, I really be in my heart with that one. The second one is New. But it's definitely a fave already. Almost know all the lyrics. Summer Walker, Playing Games. My third one is Young Thug, Just How It Is. That's off his new album that just came out. My fourth one is Nino Kelvin, Might Be in Hell. Now, let me tell y'all, he just came out with a month ago or something like that. He came out with this EP and he had like 6 songs on it. When I tell y'all, I know each and every song, word for word. Like, I don't know why this album that he just made just did something to me. Like, I don't know. He was just, like, hype. He was, like, bucking. He was just... Then he got C4 and, damn, what's this nigga name? I know y'all listening. I forgot his name, son. But anyway, y'all know who I'm talking about. But I know all his songs, y'all. Like, y'all gotta get on that if you're not. And then my fifth one is Chris Brown featuring Drake, No Guidance. That's really a banger.
Like, that was like a perfect summer song.
Yes, they did their thing, son. I still can't get over that song. Like, it's just the vibe. Like, you just
girl.
Like,
yes, I love the beat too. Like, I really listen to beats a lot. Like,
yeah,
I swear. In my past, like, I could be an NR. I love beats. I like listening to lyrics, like real lyricists. But right now, with everything being so catchy, I really just be focusing on the beats.
Yeah.
So, girl, let me start with my little top 5. I don't always listen to current music in my top 5. Like, I like to switch it up, throw some old ones back in there. Right now, my mood, like, my forever mood is Ballin'. That's the theme for the rest of the year.
I'm weak.
Mustard and Roddy Ricch. On that. That's my I listen to that like 5 times a day because I just feel like that's a affirmation. Like, it's just, it be putting me in a good mood.
So you must know like the whole song.
Yes, girl.
I'm trying to get like that because I like that song now.
And my number 2 song is Easy by Danny Lee, Unplugged version. Playing Games, of course. Summer in London did that.
Period.
And On Chill, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's my, the third one?
Fourth.
Oh, my fifth one. Dang. My fifth one I've been listening to is... This one hard, because I be listening to so many songs.
I know, girl.
This is an old one. It's a Davies song, but it's old. It's called We Never Argue. That's like my move for my next relationship, for real. We Never Argue.
That's the one you posted when you was like, the intro to this song.
That song was off his first project, Kyrie Chanel. This song off of Karma.
That's his daughter name or something?
Yeah, that's her first and middle name. That's my top 5 right now that I'm listening to. If y'all want to share your top 5 with us, go do that on our business page, Sister Talk Daily. You know, interact with us. We going to be taking some pictures real soon for y'all, but right now, we riding it out because we're waiting on our birthday season.
We're going to cut up then.
So, we're going to post content for y'all birthday season because we're just going to be looking good all around. You know what I'm saying?
Big God.
This week, we're going to be talking about friendships because last year...
Friends. So many of us have them.
Friends.
Ooh, yeah, all right, bass. Come on, bass.
Oh, Lord. I'm joking. We're going to talk about friendships. And, basically everything about them. So, cause last week I was telling y'all how I've been knowing this little girl here forever.
Ooh, it's a little girl, not a little girl.
No.
What?
I've been knowing her a while, y'all. And it's really my girl.
Oh, so this the episode we gonna tell them that how we met in LA?
We could do that.
Yeah, cause we said that last week how we was gonna do that. I'm joked though.
Alright, so let me tell y'all how we met.
Girl, she thought I was below her at first, y'all. She did not wanna fuck with me.
Why is she lying? I don't even remember how we, like, cause we didn't even really talk that much.
It wasn't at summer camp.
We followed each other on Facebook after that, though.
Yeah, and I think what did it is, like, I don't know. That was, like, around the time when people was having, like, oh, this is my ace. This is my right hand.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And I was calling you my, I think I was calling you my sis. I was calling you my big sis.
Oh, yeah.
I was calling you my big sis. And then you would always laugh or something, like, when I said that. So, I thought, like,
I was trying to play on you. I wasn't.
I was like, maybe this bitch talking about, you can't be my sis.
Girl, shut up. So look, y'all, I'm trying to think of the year because I want to be precise in this. Maybe tell them your version of the story. And you still got the pics on Facebook? Or when you went there, you remember like the year?
When I went to Light City?
Yeah.
Girl, that was around the time I was going with B. So that was.
Rest in peace.
Girl, for real, rest in peace. That was. Girl, that had to be like...
That was the year before I went... That was the year before I went to the 10th grade. And I've been out of school for 5 years. You're in school for 4 years. So, that's... Bitch, I've been on you a long time.
For real, that's like, 2013? This 19.
Girl, 23. I graduated in 2014. That was like 2010, 11. That was like 2010.
Yeah, because if you say you was going to 10th grade, and I know for a fact that when I started back going to school, he was on the white shirt side, and I was still on the yellow shirt. So I was in 8th grade, and he was in 9th. But that couldn't have been, But if I was in school, I would have graduated in 2016 instead of 15. Since I left to go to YCP.
I graduated a year early because I had skipped a grade. So, I really was supposed to graduate in 2015, but I graduated in 2014.
Okay, so, 14 and then 16. That was like, that's right then, huh?
Yeah. Like 9.
But how long ago you had skipped that grade? Like what grade did you skip?
I did it way
like elementary or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well yeah, that's right then.
Yeah.
I just don't remember that year though. I just know
I really feel like it was 2010. Like 2010-ish.
Yeah.
It had to be 2010.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You might have to jump in though, sis, because I don't really like, I remember how we met, but I don't remember like how we actually started like texting. Like,
I remember that.
See, okay. I don't remember that. So you got to tell that part.
I just could. It was real fuzzy how we like, I know we went to summer camp together because if you're in New Orleans, they got this thing called Job One.
Yeah.
Where if you like young, I think they started at like 13, maybe younger than that. But you could sign up for like a little summer job, and basically it'd be like workshops, and they just cut you a check every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It'd be little petty checks.
It basically was camp. Yeah. It was camp, but they paid you to go to camp. Yeah. That's basically what it was.
Yeah, you was getting paid to go to summer camp. And the older you get, it's more like a job. But mm-hmm. basically, yeah. So we did that, and I had seen her. She came to camp with her boyfriend, y'all, at the time.
Girl,
they was booed up the whole summer camp. I think it was like a 6 week program. It used to be like a 6 or 8 week program, and it was booed up the whole time. And me and her used to talk in passing, but I don't know how. This was when Facebook was big, and we used to follow. We ended up following each other on Facebook, so we used to be like Facebook friends, cool. I used to comment on her pictures and stuff. Y'all, I still remember how she used to wear her hair and how she used to pose and stuff. She used to wear her hair in these little curls with a little bull baby. There was like a little side you used to have a little bull on the side.
Oh my god. Ooh. Girl was lame as hell. Mm. But that was in the
deal. It was like
still, it was that shit so lame now.
Like she used to wear her hair like that, y'all. And she had braces. And she's her face the same though. It was like she have a baby face. So I remember her. And we got cool on Facebook and stuff like that. And we, I don't know, somehow fast forward, we ended up following each other on when she was like 19. We ended up following each other. We've been following each other, but I remember specifically when she was 19, we ended up following each other on Snapchat or something. And she wanted me to do her makeup for her 19th birthday. And something came up and I ended up not doing it. Mind y'all, I don't do makeup. If y'all ever seen my makeup when I do it, it'd be decent. But she asked me, and you know, I was like, we could go get the stuff and I'll show you how I do what I do. So, you know, you could figure it out. So we're supposed to go to the store together and go makeup shopping. And that's how our little friendship was supposed to build up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
now I remember.
But something happened. She ended up not getting her face done by me or whatever. So that was that. Fast forward, we started talking more on Snapchat after that. And I don't know how, but we ended up exchanging numbers. Like, you remember how we ended up exchanging numbers?
No.
Because I don't.
That's crazy.
Like, we ended up exchanging numbers. And we didn't use each other's numbers for like a minute. And then I forgot what it was, but something, we ended up texting each other about something, and we just never stopped. It wasn't consistent text, but it was just like, we was texting about little random stuff, and she invited me to her 20th birthday. So, mind you, this is a year after I was supposed to do her makeup. She invited me to her 20th birthday, and I was supposed to go, but something came up, and I ended up not going. And she was like, oh, you fake, da-da-da-da, wooty-wooty-woo. Like, she was
not. I had to let her have it.
She was not fucking with me. She was not fucking with me. But we started talking again after that. And we got so much closer in between the time of her being 20 and the time of her being 21. Like, that whole year, we was just cool as fuck. I was living with my boyfriend, and we ended up going to the gym. We started going to the gym together. We was working out. We ended up going to, what really made us start linking up for real is I was at a second line and she was at the second line and we linked up at the second line and we was just chilling and we ended up going somewhere after. Mm-hmm. And then she knew I was her sister for real when she called me and asked me to pull up to pick her up. And guess what I did? I pulled up and I picked her up.
Thanks, son. And this girl came when it was pouring down raining and she hate the rain.
Okay, I do not like driving in the rain.
She hate when it's raining though and she have to drive. So that's how I knew it was real, because my girl came and got me and my boy best friend, which is also our friend because I didn't got everybody together now.
So and she knew, and we the type of people that don't like mixing friends.
Thanks.
But we were supposed to go on a group trip together, and that's how we had, I had met him. If you know me, then you know what face I'm making when I say the
Girl, stupid though.
But yeah, that was, we just got close as fuck. And for her 21st birthday and my 22nd, you could add what you want
to
add in.
Oh, I also want to let y'all know that I really had to get her together, because when I tell y'all, I used to want to go so many places with these girls, son.
Ooh, I used to stay flaking because I'm a homebody. And on top of me being a homebody, at the time I was in a relationship, so I was living with my nigga. I used to be with his friends. I used to be with the drug dealers and the scammers, and we used to just be living life. Like,
I'm joking.
I used to be hanging with, that's what I used to do, baby. I used to get lit at home. I used to invite her to my house sometimes, like. Definitely used to just be lit at the house. I used to play Uno all day, baby. Drink, smoke. It used to be a vibe.
No, I ain't never come at your house just to chill.
I know. I'm saying I used to just, you know, say come. When I had something, I had something. I invited you and Crystal, but only Crystal came. And Crystal had brought Deja. But you didn't come. You was like, oh, who gonna be there? Girl, she definitely who all gonna be that type of
thing. I do not.
And I'm the same as well.
I do not like Ollie.
But we really just got close. Like, I think the first time I got her to come at my house was she needed somebody to take down her sewing.
Yeah.
And I had took it down for her. And that was the first time I got her to my house. And then after that, we used to go to the gym together. This was when I was staying in the projects. She used to go to the gym with me.
Yeah, because the gym, you had your gym there.
Mm-hmm. The gag is, we still ain't skinny.
I'm joking. Girl.
Oh, yeah, but between that year, like, the year leading up to her 21st birthday, we was just, that was my sister for real. Like,
yes.
For real, for real. Like, we was going places together, we was doing stuff, we was chilling more, and it was just, our bond was growing for real, for real.
Yes.
So, knew her 9 years. Only started being close, like, the last 3 years. But we were still having, like, conversation and shit like that. And we just been realizing we have so many similarities, like, family-wise. Our family got some explaining to do, baby. Like, what's going on? Like, definitely got some explaining to do. And
yo, it goes... I'm sorry, sis. It goes down to us having a similar mole. Like, she has a mole on her left arm, so does I, in the same exact spot.
It's the same size too. That's
yes,
crazy.
It is, girl. Like, what?
We're both October Libras. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Our season coming up. It's right around the corner.
Y'all be ready, because we def cutting up.
Okay. On next, period. And for her 21st birthday and my 22nd, we went to Atlanta together. Baby, when we tell y'all, we shut them motherfucking streets down.
Thanks. Girl, they didn't know what to do, girl.
They did not. If you follow me on YouTube, I have the vlog from there. I just never posted it. I'm going to post it one day, though. Niggas say one day. I'm going to post it on an anniversary. So, a year later.
Girl, you eggs.
And you now, so we eggs. Are inseparable. We talk every day. We go somewhere at least once a week. We always talking.
Thanks.
That's my girl. That's my sister.
We have really grown so close.
And we got some stuff coming for y'all. Oh, you know what? I need y'all to stop what y'all doing right now and go follow Canna Cravings with a Z on Instagram. Canna CRAVINGZ. Go follow that right now. That is our business for edibles. Not just no, you know, sweet stuff. We're going to have a little sweet stuff for y'all, but we're going to have a little bit of everything. We're going to do food. I have drinks that I'm going to be making with a tincture. We're going to do food. Our starting menu, we're going to have stuff around the same time that this episode went live, the same day that this episode go live. We're going to be selling our stuff. So we're going to have our first menu is, it's on Instagram, but it's cannaflower gummies. It's 5-tub pack for $20. Then our second thing on the menu is a strawberry mango sangria infused with THC. Well, the vodka has THC in it.
And you had said tincture or something like that.
Yeah, what tincture. It was? That's okay. What it is. That's infused alcohol.
Oh.
So, for the people who don't know what that means, tincture is just infused alcohol. And the third thing that we have on our launch menu is hot Cheetos with marijuana-infused nacho cheese. Where y'all know y'all can get that at? Nowhere, but at Can of Cravings.
Period.
So, when them cravings hit you, hit us up.
Yes.
Period. Good food and munchies, link up.
I don't know why I'm so joked out right now.
Because I put on my stupid, I play too much. But yeah, y'all, this is my sister for real.
Thanks. We real sisters. Like,
that's why I be trying to tell her when she be saying that she gonna replace me. I be like, where? With who?
I'm weak.
These hoes can't compete where they don't compare, period. So, that goes to say, real friendships happen genuinely. Most friendships that I have, I don't even know how they started. Y'all see how I was struggling to remember how this happened? I'm pretty sure I'm missing buku shit. But, like, it just happened organically. I can't tell you one friend that I have that I really, like, fuck with and admire and appreciate that I don't, that I remember how we began being friends. And I only have a few close friends. And I don't talk to all of them every day. But they know, they hit me up, and it's a problem, I'm on go for them.
Because
I'm a very loyal friend. Like, I'm a very loyal friend. If I ever feel like, I don't know, I just feel like people don't take friendships serious enough. Mm-mm. Like, people who be running through friends, that's crazy to me. I don't know how y'all do that.
Because
I don't trust nobody 100%. But if I feel like I put some trust into you, like I tell you certain things or you know certain things about me, I expect that same kind of love and loyalty. Like, all of my friends know that they my bitches, my niggas. We here, like, we friends for real, for real. So, y'all, if y'all got some real friends, appreciate them, love them, let them know, do stuff with them. Don't be a bad friend. You don't have to talk to your friends every day, but, you know, because you know you have those friends that you just, like, y'all in different places in life, but y'all still know what it is. That's like my friend Danica. She is forever away from me. Like, she way in D.C. Well, not D.C., Maryland. And I'm way in New Orleans. Like, that's far. And I haven't seen her in months. And before that, I hadn't seen her in years. But I'm about to go see her next month. Finally, I've been supposed to go see her in Baltimore. Not Baltimore. What the fuck am I talking about? I can't even talk. But I've been supposed to go fly and see her. But I'm going to be in New York, so I'm going to go take the train and go see her. Y'all never rode a train before. If I die, I'm going to kill that hoe. I'm going to haunt her. And it's going to be a problem. Anyways, we just wanted to tell y'all how we became friends. Like, get like us. Get you a real sister.
Facts. Get you one. Because these bitches not loyal at all.
They not.
That's why it's hard to come by a real bitch.
A genuine girl friendship? Oh, my God. That's a joke in this day and age.
Facts.
That's a real joke. A sick one.
Girl, they be having bitches all on my own. Like, while I be on Instagram looking through stories and shit, mm-hmm. they be having, like, girls posting, you know, how they have, like, a picture or meme or something of, like, two girlfriends or something. You know, like, basically, like, a picture of, like, girls having fun or something mm-hmm. like that. And they'll be like, I need somebody to do this with. Who want to be my friend? Girl, you sitting up here asking social media who want to be your friend?
Girl.
You crazy? Girl, who does it? Girl, how can you gain a friend from social media? Even though we kind of did, but
you
we
knew each other. I feel like you definitely can.
Yeah,
but it's just also a certain extent, like,
it's like they be screaming for help. Like, just come save me. I want a friend. Like, just anybody.
Some people be needing friends, though. But I say some people need friends. I don't think nobody should be alone, ever. I mean, you come in the world alone, but I'm just saying, friendships are like good friendships are similar to having companionship. Because there's multiple soul, like, you can meet more than one soulmate in your life, and you have a non-romantic soulmate. Some people, friends feel like their souls are, like, intertwined because they're so similar to each other, and they just, like, mimic each other. I'm not saying they're gonna find it on social media, because that's playing too much, but I'm not gonna say that you can't meet no friends, because if you can meet your man on social media, bitch, you can meet a friend on social media.
Yeah.
Bitches be meeting their husbands. So definitely gonna meet your friend on social media, but you just gotta watch people. You know? Don't just be meeting somebody on social media today and next week that's your best friend. Girl, stop playing in my face. But y'all, that's it for today. We just wanted to tell y'all how we became friends. And, you know, value your friendships that you do have. Because the older you get, the harder it is to come by good friendships. Because people be having motives, you know. They might be trying to get with your nigga, your friend. They might see that you know certain people and they want to get close to those certain people. Or just anything. People just have motives. Just...
Yep.
Don't be warding off anybody who try to be your friend, but also take everything with a grain of salt. That's what we're going to leave y'all with. We're going to leave y'all with that gem right there, okay? You know, since I'm going to add to the end of this, our practice we did, that song.
Girl, no, you're not, girl.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, girl. You're not doing that.
No, ma'am.
Girl, so they're going to be like, man, look at these horses. Bitch, you is tripping.
I'm crying.
Girl. Yo,
every time we record an episode, we have to do a little test of to just make sure the sound
we call
right.
ourselves Singing to D.
We were singing Session 32 by Summer Walker. We sounded decent. I'm going to doctor it up, and I'm going to add it.
And maybe, and because it had that little staticky stuff, too, so that's kind of what, you know, made it sound a little crazy. So it might do sound a little good. You can do your little run right now.
Oh, I'm good, sister.
Oh, she don't want to do it right now, though, y'all. I can't.
Because my vocals are not ready. Y'all not ready. I didn't even wear my vocal cords up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Girl, don't forget to do the...
Oh, wait, y'all.
You about to cut it off already.
Follow us on social media. Follow us on social media.
It's crazy because we probably just talking to all our followers right now.
Because
nobody be following us.
I know.
Like, well, they be having people that's following us, but I don't think that's people they listen. Because they be like hood niggas with guns and all their weapons. So I don't think they be listening to
this. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All the hood niggas fuck with us.
Period. But that's another thing we need.
When I say fuck with us, I mean like fuck with the podcast. Unless you just want to be our friend. Because, you know, I need a gangster friend. Because yes. My boy cousins be playing. I don't have no brothers. So, yeah. Anyways.
We do need some dude friends that's not trying to get with us.
Right.
Not need, but we want.
Yeah. Because.
Y'all got to stop trying to get at a nigga. Like, what's y'all problem, son? Keep that thing in your pain.
Right. And take me to the shooting range. Yep. All right, so follow us on social media, Sister Talk Daily on Instagram, and our personal Instagrams at Flossy and Flaw for Bree and Feistly for Feistly for Lily, FIESTLEE. And don't forget to follow our business page, because you know, yes, when them cravings hit, y'all need to hit us up. Hear my line. Go listen to that by Melly. That song nasty. It's Canna Craving. CannaCravingz. Y'all, am I high? No, I'm not. But y'all, we out.
Bye.